lung cancer,
yeah,
peptic ulcer, duodenal ulcer,
mm,
and coronary heart disease.
Yeah.
And I plumped for coronary heart disease, mm, because I was particularly interested in cardiology. I was particularly privileged in University College Hospital, Thomas Lewis, who was the leading cardiovascular physiologist, yeah, you must know the name. He was on the staff of University College Hospital. And I was extremely fortunate. He decided, why should I do any teaching? Why should I waste my time on teaching? And it was discovered that in his contract, he had to do some teaching. So he said, right, I'll have one student. So I became his clerk, his personal clerk. So I had this personal experience of Thomas Lewis, which gave me a love of cardiology,
mm-hmm,
and a start on cardiology. And it was quite clear that coronary heart disease was what I was going to get into. It was the third major inquiry of our unit. And this is social medicine. Here's a new disease, a new epidemic disease, a new epidemic killing disease. Manifestly, it must be social factors, must be social involvement. And about that, we had virtually no idea. There were vague notions about diet. There were vague notions on cholesterol. We didn't discuss them.
No.
They were talking about 1946, 47. So I decided to look at the coronary heart disease as my third major inquiry, and this is one of the three. Peptic ulcer, the most influential ideas were psychosomatic.
Yeah.
And we did in fact some studies of that in the UK. We did in fact some studies on that. This is before H. pylori, you see.
Yeah,
years before. Lung cancer, of course, was taken over by the smoking people, brilliantly. And so I was into coronary heart disease, and I said, how do I get into this? Virtually nothing was known. I read the entire literature in English and American and the ISM in one afternoon. There were one or two, there was nothing, virtually nothing known. If there was some other literature, we didn't cope with them. So we were starting in a clean field, and I said, how shall I tackle this? There were, clearly this was a disease predominantly of males rather than females, a disease which increased as middle age advanced. We didn't know anything about old age. There were some weak suggestions on social class differences.
Yeah.
In the 1930 to 32 is very early, right. There were some suggestions, social. So I decided to go into this through the order of occupation. This seemed to me as good a way in as any. I wanted to do large-scale surveys, get some idea of the frequency in the population, some sort of idea of rates. I had very elementary notions on epidemiology,